Okay, let's unpack this. In today's, well, rapid-fire digital world, figuring out which marketing strategies truly cut through the noise. It can feel like trying to nail jelly to a wall, seriously.
Yeah, it really can. You're just swamped with information, aren't you? New platforms popping up constantly.
Exactly. And it's tough, really tough, to figure out what actually drives, meaningful results.
The challenge isn't just the sheer volume of information, though. It's identifying the strategies that give you a real competitive edge. That's what we're diving into today.
Right. For this deep dive, we've got a great piece from Easy Gold. It's called Top Marketing Agencies, Leading Industry Innovators. Think of it as getting the inside scoop on what makes the best marketing agencies. Well, pick.
Yeah, it's a solid source. This article really gets into the nitty-gritty of how these top firms approach modern marketing.
It offers a fantastic perspective, doesn't it, on just how multifaceted successful marketing is today. It covers everything from, like, user-centric web design and branding.
All the way to sophisticated digital engagement tactics, deep market research methods, and innovative advertising campaigns. It's quite comprehensive.
So our goal for this deep dive, and hey, thanks for tuning in, is to really pull out the core strategies, the essential tech, and the best practices these top agencies are using.
Basically, give you, the listener, a shortcut, a way to understand what's truly effective right now without getting totally overwhelmed.
Exactly. So kind of begs the question, what are the fundamental capabilities that let these agencies, consistently deliver amazing results?
Well, the article kicks off by highlighting their comprehensive range of services, which seems like a logical place to start, right?
Definitely. It's pretty remarkable just how broad their services are. We're talking everything from building your entire online presence, web design, development,
Managing complex e-commerce.
right through to defining your whole brand identity with branding and creative services. But I think their digital marketing side is especially worth looking at.
Absolutely. What's interesting here is how these agencies go beyond just being online. The article really emphasizes how they focus on achieving meaningful audience engagement.
Yeah, it's not just about racking up impressions.
No, it's about creating genuine connections. They're using innovative social media strategies, sophisticated SEO.
To get found, yeah. But it's more than just reach. They really zero in on understanding user behavior.
Right. And then using analytics, pretty sophisticated analytics, to really target their communication.
It's that whole right message, right person, right time thing.
Precisely. And this focus on deep user understanding, plus the strategic use of analytics, it signals a real shift in marketing, I think.
How so?
Well, we're moving away from those broad kind of spray and pray methods towards stuff that's highly personalized and backed by solid data.
Makes sense. And a big part of that personalized approach is content marketing. The article really hammers home the role of, well-crafted blog posts, engaging videos, infographic.
Things that don't just sell, but actually educate and captivate the audience.
Right. It's about providing real value to build trust and establish yourself as an authority.
And the example they give of a cross-platform campaign hitting both Instagram and LinkedIn, that's quite telling.
Yeah, it shows you need to tailor the content, right? Instagram's visual, LinkedIn's more thought leadership, but it all needs to feel like one cohesive brand story.
Exactly. Understanding those platform nuances is key. And then there's email marketing. They use it for really effective lead nurturing.
These aren't just generic email blasts, are they?
Not at all. They're carefully segmented campaigns based on what people prefer, often fine-tuned with A/B testing to really maximize the impact.
Okay, so that gets people engaged initially. But how do these agencies help brands build, like, lasting connections? The article moves into building strong branding and identity.
Which is foundational, really.
Totally. And it's so much more than just a nice logo or colors. The article says branding is the whole persona, that deep emotional connection with the audience.
It's about embodying the brand's core values through storytelling, making it resonate.
They gave a good example, didn't they? An agency helping a startup define its identity around innovation and sustainability.
Yeah, through workshops, defining values, and then making sure the visuals and the messaging were totally consistent everywhere.
That consistency is crucial, isn't it? Social media, website, print. It all has to hang together. And then there's market positioning.
Analyzing competitors, finding that unique selling proposition, what makes you stand out?
It's about carving out your specific space in the market and telling people why you belong there, why you're different or better.
Exactly. Creating a defensible position in the consumer's mind.
And it's not just for new companies. The article mentions how agencies help establish brands sort of reinvent themselves for new generations.
Rebranding, yeah. Refreshing the image, but still respecting the history.
Okay, but how do they know all this? How do they get such a deep understanding of the audience in the first place?
Ah, well, that leads us to the power of market research, which the article highlights next.
Right. They're not just guessing. Top agencies use sophisticated research that goes way beyond basic demographics.
They dig into consumer motivations, their needs, their pain points, the stuff under the surface.
And they use a mix of methods, right? Qualitative and quantitative.
Exactly. So things like in-depth surveys, focus groups, interviews to get the why behind behavior, and then analyzing large data sets to spot the broader trends.
The focus group example for product launch was good. Getting that direct, nuanced feedback, that's invaluable for tweaking things.
Absolutely. And then, as the article points out, data analytics is just indispensable now. Looking at social media sentiment, purchase patterns, all of it.
It means brands can make decisions based on evidence, not just gut feelings. Reduces a lot of the guesswork in marketing.
Definitely reduces the uncertainty.
Okay, so they understand the audience, they've built the brand.
Yeah.
How do they manage and boost the brand's perception out in the world?
That's where strategic public relations comes in, according to the article.
PR, right. So this is about building reputation through stories.
Pretty much. Crafting compelling narratives and then building relationships with media, influencers, getting those stories out there to the right people. Building trust through earned media, essentially.
And crisis management's a big part of that too, isn't it? Especially today.
Oh, absolutely critical. The article stresses how vital it is to respond quickly and strategically if something negative pops up. Crafting statements, talking to stakeholders.
Yeah, damage control and rebuilding trust.
And PR has evolved too, hasn't it? With digital.
For sure. The article mentions digital PR tactics using social media for direct outreach, building communities online.
It's not just press releases anymore. It's direct interaction, two-way conversations, building that online community of advocates.
Okay, let's switch gears slightly. Getting those messages out there in a way that actually grabs people. Creative and innovative advertising.
Yeah, this is where the magic meets the method, so to speak. Leading agencies blend really imaginative, creative ideas with solid strategic thinking.
It's not just about pretty pictures.
No, the ads have to be engaging, sure, but also strategically designed to achieve something specific. They apparently spend a lot of time brainstorming to get those really original ideas.
And that example of using augmented reality in ads was cool.
Yeah, moving beyond just looking at an ad to actually interacting with it makes it much more memorable and immersive than, say, a static billboard.
Definitely more impactful. Consumers kind of expect more engagement now, don't they?
They really do. They want to be involved, not just talked at.
And the article also mentioned emotional storytelling. That never really goes out of style, does it? Connecting on a human level.
Creates that lasting bond with the brand. Now, creativity is vital, but the article also really emphasizes the growing importance of data-driven decision-making for strategic growth.
Ah, yes, the data again. It seems like everything comes back to data.
Increasingly, yes. The big shift is from relying on intuition to strategies that are backed by hard evidence. Analyzing data from all sorts of platforms lets agencies optimize campaigns and spend money more effectively.
And they mentioned CRM systems, customer relationship management.
Right. Those help agencies get a really deep understanding of client needs and personalized marketing efforts that can seriously boost engagement and conversions.
So are they just looking at current data or?
That's a great question. The article talks about the power of predictive analytics too.
Predicting the future. Sort of.
Kind of, yeah. By spotting emerging trends from past data patterns, agencies can adjust strategies proactively, stay ahead of the curve, and keep their clients leading the pack.
Okay, building on that, delivering captivating creative campaigns.
Right. This is about pulling it all together, integrating traditional and digital methods, but always driven by strong storytelling, great visuals, and those interactive bits we talked about.
A holistic approach covering all the bases.
Exactly. And they highlighted user-generated content, UGC. That seems really big now.
Yeah, using stuff customers create themselves. It feels more authentic, doesn't it? Like powerful social proof.
Absolutely. People trust their peers often more than they trust ads. UGC taps right into that.
Yeah, makes sense. And then influencer collaborations too, reaching new audiences through people they already trust and relate to.
Yeah, if done authentically. Now, none of this happens in a vacuum. The article really stresses fostering client collaboration.
Right. It's got to be a partnership.
Totally. Success depends on it. That means transparent communication, regular check-ins, making sure everyone's aligned on the goals.
And those collaborative workshops they mentioned sound useful. Getting agency and client minds together to brainstorm and refine ideas.
Definitely. Bringing diverse perspectives together often sparks the best solutions.
So how do agencies build that trust and make sure everyone's happy?
Well, the article points to ongoing education, sharing insights, talking about trends, explaining best practices.
So acting like a trusted advisor, not just someone you hire to do a task.
Exactly. Now, underpinning all of this amazing strategy is, of course, technology. The article dives into leveraging technology and tools.
Okay, let's get into the specifics here. They mentioned advanced analytics platforms.
Right. Things like Google Analytics, Semrush, HubSpot. These are basically essential for tracking how campaigns are doing across all digital channels.
Looking at engagement, conversions, who the audience is.
Precisely. Getting the data needed to tweak future campaigns.
And that data segmentation part is key, isn't it? Figuring out what works best for different groups of people.
Absolutely. It allows for much more precise and effective communication. Plus, real-time analytics means you can make quick adjustments if something isn't working.
That feedback loop seems critical for constantly improving.
It really is. Then there's automation software. The article calls it a cornerstone of efficiency.
Like email marketing tools.
Yeah.
MailChimp. ActiveCampaign.
Yeah, for scheduling emails, segmenting audiences, personalizing messages automatically, but also social media management tools and project management stuff like Trello or Asana.
So automating the repetitive stuff.
Exactly. It frees up the team to focus on the more strategic, creative work, delivering more value ultimately.
Okay, and finally, content management systems or CMS.
Like WordPress, Drupal, HubSpot. These are fundamental for actually creating, publishing, and analyzing content efficiently across different platforms.
They often have templates, SEO tools, analytics built in.
Yeah, it makes managing a big content strategy much simpler, ensures consistency, and lets you update things easily based on how they perform.
It centralizes everything for the content team. Okay, so with all this activity, how do agencies actually prove it's working? Measuring marketing impact.
Crucial question. It starts with defining key performance indicators, KPIs.
So things like website traffic, conversion rates, how much it costs to get a customer, the overall ROI.
Exactly. Setting measurable goals right from the start.
And they stress looking at everything together, right? A multi-channel view.
Yes. Very important. You can't just look at one metric in isolation. You need to see how all the different channels work together to drive success.
And then the big one, calculating return on investment, ROI. That's the bottom line for clients.
Always. The article explains how agencies track the revenue that comes directly from campaigns compared to the cost, often looking at long-term value too, like customer lifetime value, CLV.
It's about showing the tangible business value marketing brings.
Precisely. And one more piece, utilizing client feedback.
Through surveys, interviews, reviews.
Yep. It's not just about the numbers. Understanding the client's perspective, getting their qualitative feedback, that's essential for improving continuously.
Plus, good feedback helps shape future strategies, and testimonials are great for credibility.
That feedback loop is vital for keeping clients happy and building those long-term partnerships. Now, marketing never stands still, does it?
Not a chance. The article touches on staying ahead of industry trends.
Yeah, keeping an eye on what's next.
Like emerging marketing channels. They mentioned short-form video, TikTok, Reels.
Voice search optimization, even using AR and VR for immersive experiences.
It means brands constantly have to adapt their content and strategy for these new platforms.
Definitely. And it's not just new channels, it's shifts in consumer behavior too.
People wanting more authenticity, more transparency.
More personalized experiences, all driven by better data analytics and segmentation. Consumers expect more now.
Brands have to build real trust based on shared values.
Mm-hmm. And of course, leveraging technological advancements. AI keeps coming up.
For data analysis, content creation, chatbots.
Marketing automation for streamlining workflows. Yeah. Big data analytics for understanding consumers at scale.
The technology just keeps opening new doors for marketers, doesn't it?
Constantly. Now, for anyone listening who might be thinking about hiring an agency, the article gives some good advice on choosing the right marketing agency.
Okay, useful stuff. First step. Assessing expertise and specialization.
Yeah, looking at their experience in your industry, checking out their portfolio for creativity and results, seeing who's actually on their team.
Finding someone who really gets your world and has proof they can deliver.
Exactly. Then reviewing case studies. We talked about this, but they really show an agency's process and, importantly, the measurable outcomes.
Increased market share, sales growth, concrete results.
They're the proof points. Also, understanding agency culture and values.
Does their way of working fit with yours? Are they transparent, collaborative, innovative?
That cultural fit can make a huge difference in having a smooth, productive partnership.
And finally, evaluating cost effectiveness and ROI.
Looking beyond the price tag, what's the potential long-term value? Is the pricing clear? Do the costs align with the expected results?
Thinking of it as an investment in growth, not just an expense.
That's the key. The article wraps up with some FAQs, which basically recap a lot of what we've covered.
Yeah, services offered, measuring success, picking an agency, the role of data, boosting visibility, automation benefits, collaboration, trends, ROI, customer feedback. It's a neat summary.
Reinforces the main points well, gives quick answers to common questions.
So, to kind of tie it all together, success in marketing today really seems to boil down to this blend, doesn't it? Creative thinking, data-driven strategy, smart use of tech, and really truly understanding your audience.
That's a great summary. And connecting it back to you, the listener, understanding these principles puts you in a much better position, whether you're evaluating agencies yourself or just want to be more clued in about how brands connect with people today.
Absolutely. And on that note, here's something to chew on. With technology and consumer habits changing so fast, what do you think will be the next massive shift in how marketing agencies operate and deliver value? Think about what we've discussed and what it might mean for the future of brand engagement.